Hey, believer, welcome to From Head to Heart. Do you know in your head God loves you, but struggle to feel it in your heart? Have you ever been let down by people so you believe God will let you down too? Do you ever feel like you have to choose between God or your feelings? I'm Jessica, someone who loves Jesus but didn't grow up in the church. For a long time, I believed that if I didn't take care of myself, then no one would. I believed so many lies about my worth and identity in Christ. I wondered if I would ever be able to discern God's voice over my voice. I realized that even in my mistakes, with all the choices I made, I am still loved by a God whose love isn't transactional. Now is your time to finally know and understand God's love for you, that you can trust God and hear from God. If you are ready to grow your relationship with God and need a starting place to process your feelings, pull up a seat and join us at the table. Today is the first day you begin to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Hey, friend, I am so glad that you're here. Whether you are a veteran to the podcast or this is your first time listening, thank you so much. I just appreciate our time together, no matter what you're doing. Today, let's just talk about how to let go of control and trust God. How many times have you said to yourself, I just need to let go and let God? Now, I know as I continue to read about your heart, because inside the Facebook group that we have, this private community, I would love for you to join. Just hit the show note, the link in the show notes, come join us over on Facebook, because I get to know you on an intimate level. I get to hear your heart. I get to hear what you're struggling with and come here and inside the Facebook group to help you, to walk through that with you, is we wrestle with this. We wrestle with control. There's something about the idea of control that leads us to feel safe. Therefore, how do we let go and trust God will come through, right? We may think unconsciously, if I can control this person, this situation, this outcome, I won't have to deal with anything uncomfortable or painful, right? Let's think about this. If we can control this, whatever this is, everything feels in order and all the pieces are in their rightful place. If one of those pieces moves out of place, we feel everything around us is crumbling. Sometimes to let go and trust God feels unbearable because we think we're in charge. So we have built these idols and these ideologies, hoping they will lead to safety and comfort we truly desire. So for example, we're constantly trying new diets and we're thinking if we can follow the plan to a T, then you will lose weight and you'll feel good about yourself. But what happens when you don't follow it to a T? You may feel like a failure and that losing weight is impossible. Because it's only when you're following it to a T, when all the places are in order, that it feels good. Plug for my framework for overcoming emotional eating. It's time to turn to God instead of turning to food. That would be a huge place for you if you've ever felt yourself just emotionally eating, stress eating, and you've tried every diet out there and nothing seems to work. Okay. Anything outside of that brings really uncomfortable feelings and doubts, right? The uncomfortable feelings are our starting place. This is where it gets good for us. And most of you are like, ooh, when we don't have control, or we think we don't have control, meaning the pieces aren't in place, things feel out of sorts, we want to reach for something to bring us back into some kind of control, which is why we might control the way we eat, going to work out. We might try to control another person, but it's really the false illusion that there is something inside of us that's stirring and it's happening inside of us and it's making us feel vulnerable and exposed. So although control is a false sense of security and safety, understanding that our relationships, money, jobs, all of it is something given to us by God to steward well, and nothing we have is truly ours, it's His. So then the question really becomes, and always circles back to, do we trust God? Why or why not? Can we let go and trust God? So let's take it one step further. Why do we not trust God in the first place? Do we truly know His character and His love for us? See, we can believe God is good, but do we believe God is good to us? When we don't, we then want to take everything into our hands. So the condition of our hearts can change how we view control. We can see this in the example when Jesus talks about the issues of the heart and the four types of soil. And I think this is just a great place where I'm just going to mention a few of them, but you can go through and read them in Matthew 13 about the issues of the heart. And where we are in our faith journey can really open the door for God to come in and sit with us in those places. There are four types of soil. We have the roadside soil. And Jesus explained the parable to his disciples. Hear then the parable of the farmer. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and doesn't understand it, the evil one comes and snatches it away, which has been sown in his heart. So we have to think about, where are we in our journey? How can we let go and trust God? Another one is rocky soil. Jesus described the rocky soil as what was sown on the rocky places. This is he who hears the word and immediately with joy receives it. Yet he has not root in himself, but endures for a while. When oppression or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. And again, these are all in Matthew 13. He gives us what it is. He gives us the parable. And then he further on describes what each one mean in the parable. Do we have a hard time trusting God and letting go when persecution, oppression, situations, and things arise? Do we stumble when that happens? The third one is the thorny soil. Jesus expounded, what was sown among the thorns, this is he who hears the word, but the cares of this age and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word and becomes unfruitful. Where are we in our journey? This is to convict us. This is to say, okay, this is an opportunity, Lord. This is where I am. But oftentimes we go right to the negative. Oh my gosh, I'm just not good enough for God. And I'm never going to be good enough for God. No. That's what the enemy wants you to think, because God is not condemning you. He's welcoming this invitation so that we can see what is inside of us. And then the fourth one is good soil. Jesus illustrated what was sown on the good ground. This is he who hears the word, understands it, which is what we've talked about, who most certainly bears fruit and produces some 100 times as much, some 60 and some 30. All the types of soil that are mentioned are actually in the same plot of ground with one major difference. Only one area was fully yielded to the cultivation. Cultivation to being changed and prepared for planting. That area was called good soil. So for us to let go and trust God, our hearts have to be surrendered to God's will, which is his word. It's really just following Jesus, wanting more of Jesus, which is the word. The greatest amount of fruit produced was not determined by how rich the soil was, but how yielded to the plow it was. We all receive a word, and that word is a seed. Everyone receives a seed, and that's the word of God. Everyone has potential for the harvest, to live a fruitful life, but are we yielded to the cultivation? And that looks like pruning. That's going to look like conviction. That's going to look like partaking in forgiveness. So why is it hard for us then to let go and to trust God? It's hard because we think, I'm going to say this with so much love, we think God owes us something for our good behavior. This is where we can get into legalism in religion. Have you ever thought to yourself, I've been so good, God. I've done all these things. I feel like I've tried so hard. Why does this bad thing happen? And so we get mad at God. We forget that we live in a fallen and broken world, and that the enemy is coming to seek whom he may devour. And we think God owes us for something. And so when we say that, we're basing his love and our relationship based on action and good behavior. What can I do to get you to love me, God? What can I do so that nothing bad happens? We think God leaves us in our bad behavior. So it feels hard to let go and trust God because we don't truly know his character. So we can't truly let go and trust him. It's when we open ourselves to healing, surrendering all that we are to God, that we begin to understand his true character. And again, this is something that I go further into. And there's so many steps that I actually walk you through inside of my spiritual growth framework course for me to lay this foundation, for you to actually create a connection with God
that will last. So that we're not just doing all of these to-do lists, that we're not just trying to memorize more scripture, but that we're actually following Jesus and integrating and applying the word of God into our lives. When we live in fear, we hold everything in our hands. When we live from faith, we put everything in God's hands, knowing we can trust him because we know his character. So let's just ask yourself, where are you in your faith journey? Do you know God on an intimate level? And who is he so you can trust him? Are we surrendering all we have in our hearts to God so we can cultivate and yield much fruit? P.S. There is no right or wrong answer to where you are in your faith journey. It's for you, and it's between you and God. I can look over the last 13 years of my relationship with God and very distinctly see how much I've grown. Meaning, I was the checklist girl. I didn't touch the Old Testament for, I feel like, years. Didn't know how to read the Bible, didn't know how to find a verse, but I just kept showing up. I listened to podcasts left and right. I would listen to teachings. I was just hungry to know. And there is a lot I don't know. And there's still a lot that I don't know. And that's okay. But I am building my relationship with God, not based on what I know, but because of who he is and what I've had revelation and understanding of who he is right now, today. I'd love for you to join us inside the Facebook group. It's free. But also, if you want to go in a deeper, more intimate setting, do the investment. Join us inside the Spiritual Growth Framework course. As always, challenge the way you think to change the way you live.
Do you struggle with feelings of deep loneliness, fear of rejection, or FOMO? Do you battle depression and anxiety on a daily basis? Are you unsure of how to handle it all? Do you want to learn how to make better and wiser decisions, deal with past trauma, heal from heartbreak, walk in forgiveness, all from a biblical perspective? I know what it feels like to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders while feeling like you are slowly drowning in it all. I wished I could get rid of the pain that I felt, yet I couldn't understand how God loved me on a personal level. Imagine if you had a framework where someone was there to help guide you on how to handle it all while growing your relationship with God and finally learning how to trust him. This isn't about just praying away your feelings, your loneliness. This is about knowing you don't have to accept them, but you get to walk with the Lord through them. That's why I created the Spiritual Growth Framework course, where I teach you how to heal your heart and your life on the most practical level from a biblical perspective. Friend, it's not about how much you know, but how much you believe about what you know. You don't have to pray away your pain or pretend like it doesn't exist anymore. You don't have to memorize scripture hoping it will all go away. Is memorizing scripture important? Yes. But it's not the only thing. God's with you now and forever. He cares about your pain and your feelings. In my Spiritual Growth Framework course, you'll be able to walk away with practical application steps to heal every day, not just on long weekends or in the perfect quiet time. I'm here to show you how healing is possible, even in the smallest pockets of time. What if you said goodbye to emotional wounds, unforgiveness, and pain, and say hello to a newfound relationship with God? A place where you feel safe, heard, seen, and loved. A place where you feel like you didn't have to hide. Head on over to jessicahoddle.com/heal to join me today inside of my Spiritual Growth Framework course, where your feelings have a seat at the table, but will no longer be the centerpiece. It's time to heal your heart and your life. Head to jessicahoddle.com/heal to get started. And I'll see you there, friend.